We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, let's go out on the Schwartz-Carlton guest line. If you're injured at work, get justice. Call Schwartz-Carlton at 800-JUSTICE. Does a phenomenal job covering all Major League Baseball for USA Today. And with a fascinating article that has certainly caught our attention today, titled "Bryce Harper Will Sign with the Phillies." You can bank on it for more perspective on this big story and how we certainly hope the Phillies will land Bryce Harper. Schwartz-Carlton guest line, Mr. Bob Nightingale joins us. Bob, how you doing this morning?
Yeah, doing great. How about you guys?
Well,
doing great.
We're better than we were before we saw this article. so you have caught Philadelphia's attention, to say the least. We certainly already felt, you know, pretty good about the Harper thing. Hearing a strong sense that it was, you know, maybe likely or very possible. I guess I'd start with this, Bob. What gives you the confidence as a reporter to have such a strong declarative? You know, it's very strong. I mean, this, you're saying it's going to happen. What gives you that confidence to go that strong in the declarative?
Yeah, just everything I hear at the GM meetings and what's happened with the Nationals. I thought the Nationals, you know, would get him back. But the fact that, you know, he dismissed quickly, you know, the 10-year, $300 million offer, you know, which the Nationals said. Nationals say they've moved on. They're going to do other things. No other place makes sense. You know, the Cubs want to go on the luxury tax, so they're out. You know, the Dodgers aren't interested. The Giants' new GM, you know, they're kind of trying to change direction. It just kind of says, okay, the Phillies were the natural fit. I bet if you took a survey of all the GMs and scouts and executives here at the GM meetings, I bet you 90% would say he's going to be a Philly.
Could there still be a mystery team, Bob?
I don't see one. You know, it's one thing to have mystery teams when you're only talking about $100 million, but you're talking over, you know, $350, $400 million. Mm. You know, not too many mystery teams. Remember, Scott Boras has got very close to John Middleton. They hung out together an entire day in spring training. They talk all the time now. Middleton, very aggressive. They want a star. He just, you know, seems like a natural fit. And I remember when they when Harper was in Philadelphia, I must have been a couple of years ago. I mean, he knows his baseball history. I mean, he was talking about, you know, Mike Schmidt, talking about the Broad Street Bullies, and everything else. So he very up to date with what's happened in Philadelphia,
Bob,
in sports history.
Bob, what would be a timetable for something like this getting done? When do you, what month, what sort of week, when do you envision it?
I envision at the winter meetings in Las Vegas. So that's, you know, a month from now. He's from Las Vegas. You know, have him come out with the podium and the Dog and Pony Show and everything else right there in his hometown. So I don't see it happening before. I think it happens that week.
Is Manny Machado still a possibility for the Phils, Bob?
I don't see it. You know, he wants to be a Yankee. The Yankees really need him. You know, he grew up an A-Rod guy. You know, he and A-Rod are very close. A-Rod's still very tight with the, you know, Hal Steinbrenner, the Yankees owner. So I think the Yankees make much more sense than the Phillies.
What about Patrick Corbin for the Phils?
Yeah, that would make a lot of sense. I mean, he's the top guy out there. You know, everybody has him pegged with the Yankees as well, you know, because he's from Syracuse, you know, family, generations of Yankee fans. But, yeah, very possible he ends up there. You know, nice young man. He's already had his Tommy John surgery.
Yeah.
You know, being in the National League, obviously much easier to pitch than the AL East.
Are there any other players linked to the Phillies from what you've heard?
You know, those two stand out. I know we talked about, you know, Craig Kimbrell.
Yeah.
I think Kimbrell is more of an Atlanta Braves fit. He's from there, used to pitch there. He probably, you know, he would probably take less money to pitch for the Braves. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he's a possibility. But, you know, there's guys out there like Andrew Miller. I think a lot of teams will want to get Miller. and you get him at, you know, a pretty good discount price.
Bob Nightingale from USA Today with us here. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, great article on Bryce Harper to sign with the Phillies. Not, you know, definitive, but Bob's sense that this is going to happen. Bob, let's talk, and I know this will kind of get fans excited, history here for a second, on high-level free agents and where Harper fits into the mix. Bonds 93 obviously was a massive sweepstakes. He delivered for the Giants. Obviously, it got weird with the steroid era and his usage, but Bonds delivered. A-Rod in Texas. Greg Maddux delivered for the Chicago Cubs. In the history of free agency, and you've been covering this for a long time, Harper, how high up there is he, given age, production already, and the expectation of more production? How high would you say he ranks in the history of baseball as far as players that have become free agents?
Yeah, no, he's right up there in that group, you know, providing he stays healthy and produces. I mean, when GMs talk, they say, you know, what's the greatest free agent contract of all time? And, you know, two of them are just like you said, you know, Maddux with Atlanta.
Yep.
Going there on a five-year deal, you know, then winning World Series, playoffs every year, you know, Barry Bonds changing that franchise forever. And, you know, Randy Johnson. Johnson signed a four-year deal with the Diamondbacks. He went to Cy Young all 4 years, and he won the World Series in 2001. But, yeah, if he produces everything else, you know, he'd be right there in that mix. You know, the big thing would be, of course, how many championships or how often are the Phillies in the playoffs. You know, for that to be regarded as one of the best free agent contracts.
Sure. Bob, if the Phillies land Harper and, you know, presumably a few others, we don't know what level they'll be, how likely do you think it is that the Phillies would be the favorites to win the NL East and actually go into spring training favorite over the Atlanta Braves?
Yeah, I think if they sign Harper, they got to be favorites, you know, at least slight favorites. The division, I think, is up for grabs. I mean, with the Mets saying they're going to go after it, let's see what the Mets do with that starting rotation. You know, Nationals, you know, what will they do to, you know, make up for the loss of Harper? So I think it would be a very fun division where you could see, you know, three teams finishing within five games of one another.
All right, as long as the Phillies are the top team of those three, we'll be in good shape. Hey, Bob, thanks so much for your insight and awesome reporting. We look forward to following this over the next couple of weeks. Thanks, Bob.
Sure, my pleasure. Thank you, guys.
There he is, Bob Nightingale, great national reporter, USA Today. Harper, he says, will sign with the Phils. How about that?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.